uçacağım ben. Uçacağım ben. Uçacağım ben.
Keeping you informed about what's going on locally. This is Let's Talk About It.
Welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It here on Dakota Country AM 1400 KQDJ, also 97.1 FM. Today I have Aaron Burse, the director of the State's Attorney Association. He's going to be talking with us today about the new DUI laws. How are you doing today, Aaron?
Oh, excellent. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
No, absolutely. I think it's very important that everybody knows these new DUI laws in and out. And I know that there's quite a change. So if you want to tell everybody what the changes are.
Yeah, absolutely. And we really want to make sure everybody understands what's going on. The legislature this session took a stab at trying to redo the DUI laws after a string of high-profile tragedies, one which was close to Jamestown. But really what they did is they created three things that people should know about. One, they increased the penalties for the DUIs, including jail time. Second, they did what we call criminalized refusal. So in North Dakota, you can still refuse the test, but it's treated as a crime, and you will be prosecuted just like a regular DUI. And then finally, they created what's called a vehicle homicide chapter that has significant penalties if you injure or kill someone when you're DUI.
Right now, and I know that recently, now these, we just want to make sure I get this clear, these were put into place August 1st, correct?
Technically, they went in, that was a bit of a surprise for all of us. The law actually went into effect July 1. We all thought it was going to be August 1, but there was some appropriations in the bill for some SCRAM devices to monitor people's alcohol use who are on the 24/7 program. And because of that appropriation, then it technically became effective July 1.
Oh, okay. So they have been in effect since July 1st.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I know that we've seen in our counties and surrounding counties, we've seen increased sobriety checkpoints as part of the DUI enforcement program. Now, has that have you gotten any statistics from that at all on, you know, improved DUI or anything like that?
As of right now, we don't have any hard statistics that we can share. It's just been too quick of time. Really, the law enforcement component, they'll still do what they've always been doing, with the exception of informing people of the criminalization of refusal. But in terms of, like, court cases and number of DUI arrests, we just don't have any of that data right now.
Okay. All right. Great. Hopefully we can get that sometime in the future. Maybe I'll keep in contact with you on that.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, really what we'd like to see, ideally, is arrest numbers go down because people make smart decisions and not get behind the wheel when they've been out for the night. All prosecutors and law enforcement don't want to be arresting people for DUI. We'd rather just them find an alternative to get home.
Right, and that's why we've seen increased sobriety checkpoints, right?
Correct. The purpose of a sobriety checkpoint isn't really to pull people over. It's to get the message out that we'll be out there, so before you make a poor choice, make a better choice and get behind the wheel of a designated driver or stay sober yourself.
Absolutely. All right, Aaron, now I have here a piece of paper stating the different levels of offense for the new penalties. Do you want to kind of go over those?
Yeah, absolutely. For your first offense, if you are double the legal limit is still 0.08, but if you're double the legal limit at 0.16, you'll be looking at a minimum of 2 days in jail. For the second offense, you'll be looking at a minimum of 10 days in jail. For the third offense, which, you know, it's hard to imagine that people wouldn't get the message by that point. But
right.
if you do get a third offense, you're looking at 120 days in jail. And if you get a fourth or more, that's a C felony. And from the rest of your career, if you ever get picked up for DUI again, it'll be, again, another C felony. And that's a year and a day in the state penitentiary.
Right. Pretty strict fines as it goes up. And like you said, after all these sobriety checkpoints and making these new laws, you wouldn't imagine somebody would get up to those fourth and subsequent offenses.
You know, it's surprising, right? Right now we arrest about 7,000 DUIs in North Dakota a year, but about a full third of those are multi-offenders. And, you know, those folks are really going to have to change their lifestyle or else they're going to find themselves in jail for a long period of time.
Right. Well, Aaron, is there anything else you want to add about these new DUI laws or anything you want people to know about this?
You know, again, the only thing I can really say is the increased penalties should make people think twice and think of alternatives because we want people to have a good time, but we'd rather them get home safe so they can have a good time in the future, too, and not ruin anybody else's life. So please think twice before you get behind the wheel.
Right, absolutely. Thank you so much, Aaron. One more quick question for you. If anybody wants to look at these detailed law or offense outlines, is there a website they can go to at all to look at these?
There is. The North Dakota Department of Transportation, I think it's nddot.gov, has a link to their website with all the new laws on there, too. Or they could always call myself over the Association of Counties, and we can get them whatever they need.
Perfect. Great. Well, Aaron, thank you so much. We had Aaron Burst here, the director of the State's Attorney Association. Thank you so much for coming on to our show, Aaron.
Thank you much.
Great. Thank you.
See you later.